Hey, what's up, guys? This is Ernest, and you're logging on to another episode of Ernest with the T. It's been forever, it seemed like. The last time I had a podcast episode was the end of December, so I apologize for the delay, but I am back, guys. Had so much going on. As you may know, I've been working on my jewelry line, which have extended to an accessories line. This week I've launched some sunglasses and some car holders. So make sure you guys go and check out my accessories line. It's called Honest Lux Jewelry. It's honestluxjewelry.myshopify.com. Once again, that's honestluxjewelry.myshopify.com. Check it out. Some dope pieces, some amazing pieces. And if you can't find it there, go to the IG page of it. It's Honest underscore Lux, L-U-X-E. Honest underscore Lux, L-U-X-E. Give me some feedback. Tell me if you love it. Tell me if you want me to bring out some more things, but definitely check that out. Also, I joined another podcast called Combo with Friends. Make sure you check that out as well. It is on all streaming platforms. It's called Combo with Friends. It comes out every Friday. You can definitely check that out. Make sure you follow us on IG as well. And if you don't see it there, I'll always post it on my personal page, EarnTay84. So check it out there and you'll definitely see that as well. I hope you guys have been having a good month so far. It's been an amazing month, I will say, because we have a new president, which is always a plus, right? And in 2021 is going to be an amazing year for all of us. 2020 was a rough year for myself and for so many others, but we got through, we made it through, and we're still standing, we're still rising. So make sure that you keep your head up. But on to the day's topic, let's get into some things because it's been forever. I love talking about relationships. I love talking about controversial situations with you. I love talking about everything with you because I love you guys. And you know, I always gotta be a little bit messy because, you know, it's Ernest with the tea. Of course, you gotta be able to sip some tea with me. I want to talk about relationships right now because a lot of people hit me up about different situations they're in, and I want to talk about the fact that you are with somebody that you know that's not going to change. Listen to me, people, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, they're not going to change. Okay. If you've been with this person forever and things haven't changed, they have not asked you to marry you. They've not stepped up to the plate as far as trying to live together. They have not even taken you to dinner or brunch. Things ain't not going to change. Stop holding on to these fairy tales and these hopes and dreams that things are going to change. Things are not, it's not that simple. If they have not put in that work and they can care less about how you feel and how your emotions feel, and because it's clearly evident because they've not put any forth of effort to it, right? And stop being stupid. Don't be stupid and get out your feelings. Don't be no idiot trying to think that this person is going to hold on. He's going to be trying to be with you forever. Oh, yeah, he's my man and he's going to get better. No, he's not going to change, darling. He's not going to change. He barely changed his draws. Talking about changing in a relationship. Let's get to that point. You guys holding on to these men and to these ladies that clearly just want what they can get from you. And don't be no fool. Because, I mean, don't be crazy to think that this person is going to just be on you because you look good or because you do things for them. They're always on to the next, and you should be doing the same thing. On to the next. Don't be holding on because before you know it, you're going to be 40-year-olds with cats and not going to be, nobody's going to want you then. So while you're in your prime, while you're in your 30s and 40s, and I know I got some 50-year-olds that listen to me as well and some 20-year-olds, no matter what age you are, make sure that you live your best life. Make sure that you, first of all, you got to live for God or whoever that you, who's your highest power is, but also live for yourself. Because you are the important person in the situation. Everything else is secondary. I always believe that everything else is secondary. Don't hold on to something that it's already tarnished in your life. Move on from those situations. Because actions speak louder than words. If their actions showing you one thing, then why continue putting yourself in situations like that? Don't do it. Don't be no fool. Don't try to change nobody. Especially girls, y'all can't change. Y'all trying to change a nigga. A nigga gonna be a nigga. So don't be trying to change no guys. Because they gonna act the same way. If they always been trifling, let them continue trifling by themselves, okay? Because your guys hit me up with these stories and be telling me, oh, I've been with him for 6 years. I don't want to leave him because we got two babies together. I don't want to leave him because I don't think I will find somebody else. Yes, you will. You will find somebody else because you know why? Because you're a baddie. You're a bad bitch. So continue being that. Don't let nobody dim your light, honey. Continue being the best you. Because at the end of the day, if you ain't the best you, I mean, then what else you gonna be? You might as well not be. You're not existing if you're not the best you. Continue trying to be exist in the world right now. Existence is one of the most important things that you want to be and want to do is exist. Show up and show out. Don't let them see you down. Because at the end of the day, if they see you down, they gonna want to continue seeing you down because they're not gonna want. They're gonna be like, oh, that person is gonna be with me because you know why? Because I already got them where I want them to be. Don't do that. Don't be no fool. Don't be no roach up in this situation. Be a baddie. Like I said, if they belly changing their underwear, what do you make them think they're gonna change their views and change the way they are? Because know why? Because their actions already spoke. I mean, it's nothing else that we can say about this matter, right? So on to that, outside of all that, I just wanna say continue being a bad bitch. Continue being a baddie, continue being the king and queens that you are. Because at the end of the day, we gotta be able to just live our lives to the fullest, right? And that's what I want from you guys. I want you guys to just live your life to the fullest, recognize real, and understand that things are always gonna, sometimes things are not gonna go into your favor, but at the same time, it's always brightness and it's always healing on the other side of those things. All right. So I want you guys to continue rocking with me, continue supporting me, continue being the best you ever. And because you know what? Because I'm always here. I'm always here for all of you guys. Thank you guys so much for supporting Ernest with the tea. I mean, outside of that, guys, that's all I really wanted to say. You know why? It's because we have to touch on issues. I wanted to make it, I'm a person that want to get straight to the point, and I realized maybe not a 45 minute show may not be good unless I have a guest or something. So I wanted to keep it very short, very simple, and wanted to make sure that you guys, I wanted to touch on those things for you. This is something that you should share with others. And share with your friends, share with your family, share with somebody who's going through some things, even share it with yourself. Because sometimes we need to make sure that we are good. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we need these words of encouragement from everybody else. Like I said, continue supporting me. Make sure you guys go look at my jewelry. Make sure you guys go look at my line of other accessories as well. Make sure you guys check out my other podcast called Convo with Friends. Also outside of Convo with Friends and my jewelry line, just been grinding. It's a year as to looking like a baddie. We want to make sure we continue eat right. Make sure that you are, working out because summer's around the corner and we can't be all in all this clothes. We're going to have to take some of these clothes off. So continue just looking good, continue being good. And I love you guys. I love you guys. Like I said, if you have not subscribed to me yet, please like and subscribe to this, to my podcast. Please share it. I am on all platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so many others. Make sure that you check it out, share it, like it. I love you guys. We out. And continue, like I said, continue rocking with me because I'm going to continue rocking with you. And I hope you have a wonderful week. All right. Talk to you later.